This is a great slide that illustrates the vapor bubble effect and the importance of sizing appropriately as well as going slow. On the left side, you have a vapor bubble illustrated at 45 fluence. And remember, we talked of fluence being the power of the laser, essentially how hard that you were hitting that hammer. And on the right side, you have 60 fluence. You can see visibly that the vapor bubbles are slightly bigger and also wider on the right side. So keep in mind that the vapor bubble is important. It is energy, it has an acoustic effect. The vapor bubble will expand and shrink and it will move forward. And when sizing your catheter to debulk, it is important to size appropriately to take into account the effect of that vapor bubble. When you size for a 2 millimeter vessel, you don't want to use a 2 millimeter catheter because there would be no room for that vapor bubble to work its way. And then you risk the vapor bubble penetrating into the vessel wall, and that's where the risk of dissection comes in. Another key talking point about using the slide is to show the importance of going slow. When you advance the catheter at 1 millimeters per second, that's when the vapor bubble will have an opportunity to work, to expand and contract. Remember to debulk that surface material and also allowing the aqueous environment to wash away the byproducts for the vapor bubble to continue working.